Hey guys, it's the Lone Wolf here, back with another episode of the Lone Wolf Podcast. So, I know it's been a somewhat of a long time, and I'm aware of that. I know it's been forever since you last heard of me, whether you guys like me or not. I don't know. I get an average of 5 listeners per week. So, maybe you guys don't really miss me. I don't know anymore. Let's see. What have I been doing since my 2-week vacation, if you will? I don't know. I guess I just spent 2 weeks trying to figure out how to podcast again, if that makes any sense. And, like, nothing really eventful kind of happened in the past 2 weeks that didn't make me want to, like, turn on my phone, go on Anchor, record, and stuff like that. So I guess the month of March for me has just been meh. It's been bland, it's been boring. And, I mean, the number one reason is I don't have a life anymore. If that makes sense. I've just been a neat. I've just been living at home, trying not to die of everything. So I've just been staying alive, I guess. I think, you know. That's what I've been doing. I've been watching a lot of Meitante Conan, Detective Conan, or Detective Conan, or Case Close. Because that's the original, that's the official English title for Meitante Conan. Which you don't know, if you don't know, it's an old anime. I believe to be old as One Piece. So, and yet it doesn't really get talked that much outside of Japan. I've been rewatching clips because I think the best way for me to enjoy it is just to watch it out of context, because I've seen enough episodes to know what's going on. I don't care if I get spoiled with the manga or anything like that. Because I watched enough episodes to be aware of the characters and everything, and to be like, bruh, what the heck? What the heck, right? And I'm just like, it gotten to the point where I'm like, I don't care for spoilers, so I read up on the spoilers and discovered something kind of shocking, if you will, about one of the main characters and their relations and all that. And I just gotta say, Gosho Sensei, doshite? Why? 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 At this point, you're just like dragging it on and then giving a reason why these characters exist in the first place. But I'm not gonna say anything more other than the premise of the show. Meitante Conan, or Case Closed, as Funimation likes to call it, is about a boy named Kudo Shinchi, or if you're referring to the dub, Jimmy Kudo. Let that sink in. If it makes it even better, Ran is Rachel. So freaking creative. Okay. I mean, it's not like I have a problem. It's just really, really, really. So, yeah. So, basically, one day, I'm going to refer to them as their Japanese names because that's the one I'm familiar with. And, yeah. So, I'm sorry. And also, it's clear to TMZ that the Japanese version is way more popular than the English version could be, unfortunately. So, yeah. I mean, you can watch all 130 episodes on Funimation, but in the span of 1,000 episodes, yeah. So, Kudo Shinchi, right? 16-year-old high school detective sort of thing. He wants to be a full-time detective because, well, he's inspired a lot by Sherlock Holmes and everything like that. And due to a bet he did with his childhood friend and crush, Mori Ran, that since she won the karate tournament because, funny enough, she's a black belt in karate. I wish they showcased it more, but you know, they were like, oh, we don't want to make her too masculine, we don't want to make her too feminine. So they kind of, the writers, so Gosho kind of switches off whether or not she's a damsel in distress or she can kick butt. Okay, so because Ran won the karate tournament and everything, Shinichi has to take her on a date to Tropical Land. A parody of Disneyland, if you will. So they go on this date, right? But, and unfortunately, this happens a lot, whenever Kudo Shinichi is around, someone ends up murdered, to put it bluntly. And that's a common theme with this show. A lot of murder happens in this show. A lot of references to alcohol are in this show. A lot of references to Magic 1412 is in this show. So if you know, you know. So yeah, unfortunately, someone got murdered or someone died, and it's up to Shinji to solve the case and everything, right? And you know, full day of everything, you know, someone died on a roller coaster, bruh. Not to mention Shinji, you know, after a long day, right, you think he would go home and relax and be a teen, if you will. No, he spots two suspicious shady men that are from a mystery organization, if you will, or as the show calls it, the Black Organization, because everyone in the show, no, everyone who's in that organization loves the color or the shade black. I'm aware black is not really a color sort of thing, but black is a prominent choice to showcase this organization, hence the name Black Organization. It's not racist or anything like that. They just love wearing black clothing, right? I don't know why, but if it's. So Shinji suspects these two men, right? And because of him being curious, and you know, the organization being like, we don't want this kid involved, they knock him out, and they forcefully inserted a drug in his mouth, right? And they think, oh, that drug that they put in his mouth is a death pill, so poison, cyanide, whatever the case may be, right? But the story gets interesting, being the fact he didn't die. He shrunk into a 7-year-old body or a 6-year-old body. I'm gonna say he's 7 at this point, right? So he reverts back to his 7-year-old self, and it's very funny and how everything turns out, right? Because technically, as of now, he's supposed to be dead, but he's technically alive because he's in a 7-year-old body, being. You know, he just looks like himself, but when he was like 7. So, because of his deformed age and whatever, he goes on a mission, a mission, if you will, to stop the Black Organization because, you know, they did this to him. So they're kind of the main antagonists of this show. And you know, the manga's at a point where every single member has been revealed, sort of thing. Which I'm like, finally, but that means we're probably gonna have to wait at least 500 chapters for like an ending. You know? So there's that to consider. But yeah, so because you know, Kudo Shinchi is a name that he cannot use anymore because that name should not exist, right? And also because he doesn't want people that are close to him know the fact that he's like alive, because if everybody knows, then the Black Organization knows, and you know, he needs to keep the fact that he's like a 16-year-old a secret. So he comes up with the name Edogawa Conan. If I butchered it, I'm sorry. And funny enough, it's from Edogawa, which is a real life mystery novelist, author, I think. from Edogawa Rampo. And yeah, Edogawa Rampo. And then the second name, Conan, is from Conan Doyle, which I believe is one of the writers for Sherlock Holmes. I could be wrong. So Gosho Sensei, Gosho Aoyama, which is the mangaka for Meitante Conan. The way he writes things and the way he kind of like fleshes everyone out is very interesting. For like the first 500 episodes or so, and then it just kind of got complicated after like episode like 683, maybe, I'm guessing at this point, right? But if you are a Netflix anime watcher, there's a new anime created by Gosho Sensei. Yeah, I'm just gonna say Gosho. I think that's his last name, yeah. Called I believe it's called Tea Time, I think. And it's on Netflix, or it's gonna be on Netflix soon. Let me go check up on YouTube to see if I got anything wrong. Let's see. Let's see. Tea time. Oh, Zero's Tea Time. So, a new anime that is gonna be released on Netflix, Meitante Conan, Zero's Tea Time, which follows, a character that is introduced a little like later, I would say. He's not introduced in like in the first like 100 chapters or so. I think he's like more, way more down the line. And we kind of follow this certain character's story and how he kind of got to where he was and everything like that. And I might check it out on Netflix, and maybe if they decide to put everything on, if they decide to put this show on Netflix, maybe, just maybe, they can put all 1,000 episodes of Meitante Conan on Netflix, but I doubt it. And even if they did, they would have to split it up into seasons, so. Yeah. So, how do I know and aware of this show specifically? I think I was just introduced to it at one point in some form or another. I forgot how. Maybe it was like one of my cousins or something like that who. No, actually, no, they were One Piece fans, I think. I don't know. I don't know. I just stumbled upon this show one day and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna watch it. And then I'm like, oh, there's like X amount of episodes where I'm gonna watch the episodes that are important and everything. So the filler TV episodes don't count. I mean, they're entertainment, but they also don't count. So there we go. So yeah, and I think I've just been like reading off the wiki because I gain more information faster while reading than watching. That's what I've learned about myself and everything, and also because the music slaps. I love Meitante Conan. Their openings and endings are just sounding, they just sound really good to me. And like I know, like, I don't want to say I know the majority of them, but I'm like, oh, it's this song, blah 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 blah. I don't know. I wouldn't. I mean, there's like a. I think the main reason why I got into it was because of the romantic aspect between Ran and Shinji, and how like their relationship developed even when he turned into Edogawa Conan and everything, and their obstacles and all that. And then I just got really interested in the characters more and everything. I think I'm aware of who everyone is at this point. Like, I can kind of explain everything, but I'm not gonna tell you which episode to watch because there's like over 1,000 of them. Read the manga. I'm just saying, go read the manga and everything like that. At least that's how I say it anyway. That's how I think of it anyway. And I think because of, like, the openings and endings kind of made me stay wrapped up in the show. And then I guess the mystery aspect of it also eventually got me hooked in. I'm aware of the movies and everything like that. I think the movies I find myself watching are the ones that feature Magic Kaito Kitto or Magic Kaito 1412, if you know, you know. But yeah, I like Magic Kaito a lot. I find myself more invested in Magic Kaito Kitto and his story a little bit more than whatever the Black organization offers. And I'm like, yeah, we're kind of aware you're the antagonists and everything like that. And you know, you kind of want to get rid of Kudo Shinchi, even though he's technically dead in their records and stuff like that. But you know, like, I'm aware and everything, like, but we're like, we kind of already know you're already the bad guys and you kind of deserve to be in jail and everything like that. No matter how good your character development is, you deserve to be in jail. And everything like that. So I like Magic Kaito Kitto, right? Which, funny enough, got an anime. It developed to be an anime spin-off. So I was watching Kaito Kitto when it was airing. Don't know which platform they used though. It was developed by A1 Pictures and everything, and we see you know, Kaito Kid and his journey and how he got into the how he ended up being a thief, which I'm not gonna reveal because it's 24 episodes. So yeah, I think one of the reasons why I liked it a lot because we get to see a different point of view and everything. Because Kaito Kitto is Kaito Kuroba or something like that. I forgot. I'm spoiling, but you know, it's like 7 years old. It's the anime's like 7 years old. So yeah, Kuroba Kaito ends up being a thief because he got in a situation with a different organization that is not the Black organization. We'll call it the Snake organization because that's what they refer to themselves. And they're trying to find the Pandora's jewel, which if you break it, because the jewel is one of a it's a big jewel, and then inside is a little jewel. And if you break the jewel and get the little jewel, you break that, and then apparently you get Pandora's tears, aka immortality. And unfortunately, it's the same organization that killed Kaito's dad. Let that sink in, if you will. So Kaito is basically getting revenge on this organization for killing his dad because, you know, his dad was a big influence and everything like that. So, you know, naturally, as his son, he wants revenge. Go figure. And everything, and just seeing his journey of being a him being a thief and how like of a genius he is just an amazing POV to watch because you know we only aware of Kaito Kitto via Metante Conan, which we only get Conan's POV and everything and how the little 7-year-old and his brain works, and we don't really get to see how, you know, Kaito's brain works at all. So we get to see that POV. We get to see that POV and everything, right? So I like that. I wish there was more of it. Will there ever be a season two? Heck no. You really think Ghost Show would be no. Even though Kaito Kitto was his first works ever, is it his popular one? No. Because Detective Conan ends up being the most popular thing that Ghost Show Sensei has ever done, and I'm like, really? Well, at least he becomes the main antagonist in some of the movies, so I'll give him that, I guess. But yeah, I guess I just end up watching the scenes out of context and everything, and more of the funny moments of Mindhunter Conan or Detective Conan or Case Closed, whatever you want to call it. Because like sometimes the murder and like the even the kidnappings, right, can be like sort of like heavy. It feels heavy, and all that. And also they shed blood. Go figure, right? So I normally stay away from. I normally don't watch it and just end up watching the clips out of context, because that's. I like them being fleshed out, and Conan is just a mood. He's a big fat mood, because his deadpan look is probably one of my favorite character designs to date in terms of anime. I just like his deadpan look a lot, and also Battle. Which is just a thing that he says. It means idiot slash moron in Japanese, and I think it's like Japanese slang for a word that has bottle in it. But I don't know why. It's just so satisfying when he says the word bottle a lot, because you know he kind of sees everybody as an idiot, because he sees himself as the like one of the smartest, you know, people on the planet, and only like a few people can match up to his level, one of them being Kaito Kito. So you know, I think the reason why I like Mindhunter Conan is because of Kaito and Conan, aka Shinichi. Because like they just find ways to one up each other mentally, and also the fact that they're voiced by the same. Okay, Shinji and Kaito are both voiced by the same actor, Yamaguchi, Junpei. That's not it. Go search it up. Everyone has the internet for a reason, right? But they're both voiced by the same person, and I'm just like, that makes me even more happier. I don't know why. Because I think just knowing that, I'm like, you know what? It's really easy for Kaito to pull off Shinichi, because he sounds exactly like him, just more cocky. So, you know, I wish Mindhunter Conan was, you know, what's it called? Is, you know, more popular outside of, you know, of Japan, considering the fact we only got 6 movie dubs out of it, and there are so many movies out there. Like one of them being The Fist of the Blue Sapphire, right? Which is a Mindhunter Conan and Kaito Kid crossover duel and everything. And honestly, one of my favorite movies of one of them. Well, is it? Yeah, actually it is, because it takes place in Singapore and everything, and like, you know, a nice change in pace, you know, not everything has to happen in Japan and everything. And also the animation's really good, fight me. But yeah, and that movie just also happened to beat Avengers Endgame when it was released out in the public the first week. Like the first week, right, of Japan just suddenly liked The Fist of the Blue Sapphire, right? And also because the ending song also sounds really good. I don't blame Japan for that at all. So while everyone else in the world was enjoying Avengers Endgame, Japan was like, nah, we are going to watch a Mindhunter Conan Kaito Kid movie. Which I'm like, bruh. I'm just like, I know Mindhunter Conan is popular, but I didn't know it'd be popular enough to beat Avengers Endgame. You know, the end of the Infinity Saga, the end of what, you know, Marvel wants, you know, the perfect ending to wrap up some character stories and everything like that. Even though Phase 4 is a thing. So, yeah. I don't know. I like Conan, Mitante Conan, for reasons, that, I like the chemistry between characters a lot. I love Shinichi a lot. There was a time in my life where, I would watch not every single episode, because I'm like, if I'm aware of these characters, I don't care. I don't care. I don't. If I skip a few manga, it won't bother me as a reader that much. If I'm like up to date with everything, I should be fine and all that. And I was just like gonna binge watch of Mitante Conan and everything. And I guess because like I in a way when I was a kid I wanted to be like Conan. I wanted to be their sarcastic, deadpan, done with life sort of person, even though he was annoyed for like every time things happened, right? He would be annoyed, and I don't know why a part of me just wanted to be like that, smart aleck who knows a little bit about everything and sort of cocky and know-it-all. I think what rubbed off onto me when it came to Mettante Conan is the fact that he's just deadpan all the time. He's such his face and everything. Like he's like done with life and all that. And I guess that's in a way that kind of like shaped my viewpoint in life, and also because he was a bit of a smart aleck and kind of cocky, and I guess I was trying to be like that without even knowing. So, yeah. Yeah, if people think I'm a teacher's pet, I don't blame you. I blame my younger self for being like, "Hey, I'm gonna watch Mettante Conan where there's a bunch of murder and a bunch of stealing and all that and jokes that I don't understand when I was a kid." Yeah. I liked the show. I am aware of what happens now. All the org as of now, all the organization members have been revealed fully. As in, we see their face and name and everything. How many years? Like 25? 26 years? And we finally got everyone's identities revealed? And, a lot of people want the story to end. I don't blame them. It's gotten to the point where you're like, everyone's been revealed. Everyone has been shown already. What else there is what else do we need out of Mettante Conan? And apparently fuller episodes exist. So here we are. I'm just like, eh. As much as I don't mind the fillers and the remasters and everything like that, it's gotten to the point where I'm like, we need a freaking conclusion. Mettante Conan should not be able to last this long. This isn't an anime where it's not the typical shonen anime where you get a tournament arc in every series or anything like that. It's a bunch of mystery, a bunch of murder. I don't know why how that was like appealed. I don't know how I was able to be interested in murder. I think I did it. It wasn't until like much later where I'm like, eh, it's normal because they experience it on a daily basis, man. And also because the music slaps, so I will give it that. Because of Mettante Conan now, I am aware of artists such as BZ, Berserky. Berzer? That's so wrong. That's so wrong. I'm saying it wrong. But they've been a prominent artist in Mettante Conan for a while. Kuraki Mai. I love her. I love her music so much. Because of Mettante Conan. And every single she releases just keeps getting better and better and better and everything. And I was so freaking. I was kind of happy, not gonna lie, when she made a cameo in one of, I say, the most important episodes out of Meitante Conan. She finally got a speaking cameo, like an actual speaking cameo, and we can hear her voice. She doesn't make like a non-speaking cameo, even though that did happen. She made a speaking cameo in everything, and I just so happy that I'm like, it's about time. It's about time. And I kind of discovered like a bunch of artists too, like Valesh, who did the one of the endings for Meitante Conan and one of the openings for Meitante Conan. Because I think it's kind of a contract. Like, oh, you need to do at least one opening for Meitante Conan and one ending for Meitante Conan. You can't get away with it. And like it feels like it's required now. I know back then they were like, I think they were just like putting like random like artists out there because it wasn't really much of a popular show. But as soon as when 2009 started to happen, right? 2005 to 2009, right? It's when the boom of popularity of Mai Kura, Kuraki Mai just happened, and also because of Meitante Conan, and because of that, she was able to, revive her career and did a song called Revive, and it was used in Meitante Conan, and popularity mixed together, more demand, and because of that, Mai Kuraki, or Kuraki Mai, Kuraki being her last name and Mai being her first name, has the Guinness World Record of the most openings and endings to an anime in existence. I don't want to say she has 21. She has more than 21 openings and endings, or like 21, at least like what, like 26? 26 songs in Meitante Conan, because she has so many songs in there, and everything like that. And I'm just like, I've never been more happy for her than in my entire life. I love her. I love her music a lot, even though I don't really listen to that much anymore because I just been into Vocaloid a lot recently. Who knows? Maybe after this episode, I go back to listening my Kuraki and her music and all that stuff. And because I do believe her music is really good. And they just fit the show so well. It's gotten to the point where she's kind of like the image artist for Meitante Conan, also with a bunch of like other artists too that I can recognize them and associate them with Meitante Conan and everything like that. I love Meitante Conan a lot. And funny enough, the other day I was searching, because I remember watching this like a while, like years ago, right? Or probably 2019, who am I saying, right? It was like 2019, I think. I'm wrong. I could be wrong. Just one of those days in 2019, right? Where the world was normal and I had nothing else better to do, you know? I was searching up on YouTube, and thanks to the YouTube algorithm, right? I was searching on Meitante Conan out of clips context, out of context videos, because I had nothing else better to do. And then while I was searching up, I searched up Conan O'Brien and Meitante Conan on the same thumbnail, and I'm like, bruh, what is happening? And technically, this was my introduction to Conan O'Brien because of Meitante Conan. Yeah, that happened, and I'm like, cool. Why? Who? What? What is this? Why? And then I watched the video, and I'm pretty sure he was joking for most of it. You know, come on, like you know, tech, like he. The video was probably satirical, probably joking about it. You know, it's not like, Gosho Sensei was like watching an episode of, or like watching Conan O'Brien at that time, right? And it was like, I'm gonna name my character off from Conan, from this Conan specifically, right? No, I don't think that was ever the case. I think, because I explained it before, Edogawa is from Edogawa Rampo, which is one of Japan's, like, mystery novelists or writer, if you will, or like one of like famous mystery novelists back then when he was like discovering her, right? And Conan came from Conan Doyle. I don't think he got the Conan from Conan O'Brien. I don't think that was ever the case though, but then, me watching it, I take things a little too seriously and can't tell whether or not it's a joke or not. So I assume it's serious until people started laughing. And funny enough, I watched the video, right? And I was like slightly confused on why people were laughing at this. And I'm like, you do know this is very popular in Japan, right? Like, this ain't for giggles or anything like that. Like, it's an actual real thing. And it was also my introduction of like the Conan town that they decided to have for some weird reason. And he kind of made jokes about like, oh, change Conan's iconic hairstyle to Conan O'Brien's hairstyle, which if we're gonna be realistic here, you can't really do that because technically copyright exists, and unfortunately Japan takes copyright very, very seriously. Also, it just looks a little insulting, not gonna lie. Not gonna lie with the Conan O'Brien hairstyle and matched it with Edogawa Conan. It just looks so freaking weird and everything, and I personally don't want to see that in a manga page, so I'm very happy that did not happen. But I'm just like, technically you would need to ask Gosho Sensei to redesign Conan, but he's been established for so many years that why would you change it? And like 3 trillion yen to for it to change into to Conan O'Brien. I'm like, I know that's a lot of money, but why? So the whole time I was just like, I'm just gonna assume this is just a joke and I'm gonna move on with my life. And didn't, I wasn't like those like angry fans, even though I'm pretty sure those do not exist. I hope. I wasn't those type of people where I'm like, I'm just gonna be whatever. Like, I wasn't being angry about the whole situation. I was just straight up confused, and the fact that Gosho Sensei allowed it to happen and everything like that. So, yeah, if you're into mystery and murder and big jewels and stuff like that, and you're interested in the, if you want to be, curious on how it ends, it will never end. It will never end. Per se, but if you're interested in a mystery murder story and all that, and finding out the 1,000 ways to kill a person, I highly suggest Meitante Conan. And if you're already a fan, Meitante Conan Zero Tea Time is happening on Netflix, baby. Let's go! Finally! We get the backstory to Bourbon, and I cannot wait to see the episodes. And if you don't know who Bourbon is, watch the anime or read the manga. Yeah, the Black Organization, this is kind of a spoiler, it's just well known. Every single member of the Black Organization is named after an alcohol in some form or another. So you got like Belmont, gin, rum, which is funny enough the second one in command. You got the boss, which is the only person that is not named after an alcohol. You got sherry. You got Piscal, something like that. So keep like pay attention to all the alcohol names and stuff like that, because that is just a thing that they use to identify themselves. Berumoto. Berumoto. Anyways, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Lone Wolf podcast. I just really like this show a lot. It just has something for everybody. Literally for everybody, because they're able to show blood and murder and all that fun guts and glory, and for some reason kids are just not afraid of it. Go figure. If you enjoy this episode, which I hope you did, please give it a review. Please share it to anybody who might be interested in Mid-Tante Conan or anything else I talk about on this podcast. Please share it to anyone who might be interested in it. Please give it a rating and review. It should ha and all that. Please share this episode if you can. If you can. I believe it has something for everybody. Woo! You can follow me on social media on both Instagram and Twitter. I revived my Twitter account. Maybe that will get me popularity back. I don't know. You can follow me at The Lone Wolf Pod. The Lone Wolf Pod on both Twitter and Instagram. My business email is down below at wolfthelone90@gmail.com. It's in the description down below. There are three ways you can support me financially. One of them is my merch store. I have a merch store because I thought it would be a good idea to have clothes on, clothes of my logo. Yeah. I thought it would be a good idea. It kind of is, sort of, not really. Please buy my jackets, buy my hoodies, my shirts, all that fun guts and glory. That would be greatly appreciated. Or you can donate me $1, $5, $10 a month. If you can, with the donation link at the bottom of this episode's description. I ain't doing a Patreon because I don't freaking feel like it. That's it. And also because, like, Anchor has been giving me free resources. The least thing I can do is, use them instead of using something else. So there we go. Or, I get it. You broke. You lazy. You don't want to spend your money on me, which is totally fine. The free way to support me in my endeavors is to just listen to these episodes back to back. You can listen to the pilot, and you can just listen all my episodes back to back and everything. Content for everyone of all ages, hopefully. I try to keep it PG, not necessarily family friendly, because I do talk about dark stuff, if you believe me or not. But just listening to all my episodes will get me some sort of money, and by some sort of money, 1 cent per week from Anchor. So I would be very, very happy if I can get 5 cents per week from Anchor. That would be the goal. Getting 5 cents per week from Anchor. That's the goal for 2022. Just listen to all my episodes, and that's how you support me financially. I'm gonna stop talking now. With that being said, I will holler at you guys later, and please stay safe.